I take Tom to task on the carriage ride to London. Thomas, really, why must you bait Father as you do?
That's it. Defend him as you always do. The favourite.
I'm not his favourite. He loves us equally. Saying it gives me a queer feeling in my stomach, though, like telling a lie.
That's what they say, isn't it? Pity it isn't true,
he says bitterly. Suddenly he brightens.
As it happens, he was wrong about the Athenaeum Club. I've been invited to dine there with Simon Middleton and Lord Denby.
At the mention of Simon's name, all breath leaves me. How is Simon? I ask.
Handsome, charming, rich. In short, quite well.
Tom gives me a little smile, and I can't help feeling he's rather enjoying himself at my expense. Simon Middleton, one of England's most sought-after bachelors, is indeed all those things. He courted me quite fervently over Christmas and meant to marry me, but I refused him. And suddenly I cannot remember why.
It is premature to say, Tom continues, but I believe old Denby will put me forth for membership. Despite your rather shoddy treatment of Simon, Gemma, I do know that his father remains a champion of mine, more so than father.
Did Simon say that I had treated him shabbily?
No, he didn't mention you at all.
How lovely it will be to see the Middletons again, I say, pretending his words haven't hurt me in the least. I'm sure Simon must be happily squiring young ladies about town. I give a little laugh meant to sound cavalier.
Tom says. I don't know.
But they are in London currently. My smile falters. Come on, Thomas, throw me a bone, you miserable cur of a brother.
They will be soon. They have a distant cousin from America who shall come to visit for the season, a Miss Lucy Fairchild. Worth a fortune, as I understand it.
Tom smiles smugly.
Perhaps you could arrange an introduction for me. Or perhaps once I am a member in good standing of the Athenaeum, she shall ask to be introduced to me.
No, it is impossible to maintain a smile in my brother's presence. Monks haven't the sort of patience required. I don't see why you should care so much about the Athenaeum, I say irritably. Tom chuckles in a most condescending way, and I cannot help imagining him immersed in a large cauldron surrounded by hungry, fire-wielding cannibals.
You wouldn't, would you, Gemma? You don't wish to belong to anyone or anything at all.
At least the members of the Hippocrates Society are men of science and medicine, I say, ignoring his slight. They share your interests.
They do not garner the respect that the Athenaeum Club does. That is where the real power lies. And I hear the men of Hippocrates may vote to allow women to join them in a lesser capacity.
My brother snorts.
Women in a gentleman's club.
I like them already, I say. He smirks.
You would.